Thank you, Andy. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an exciting day for me, and personally because of the fact that Ed Johnson was my friend. And I cannot think of anything that would make Ed more happy than to know that there is this wonderful partnership that Andy and Lindsay have created with our colleagues at WOSU to have ABN located on the Ohio State University campus. And Ed would be delighted because he was passionate about young people, he was passionate about agriculture, he was passionate about Ohio State, and you could hear that very often. I used to joke about the fact that Ed was the only person I would often wake up every morning to Ed, and that was even before I turned on the radio. As you know, he had a very loud voice, and so the opportunity to have that happen. But these two young people, Andy and Lindsay, have carried on Ed's legacy and can enhance it, and it is through their energy, their creativity, and their willingness to be able to think differently about ABN and now bringing it into the culture of the university and to partner with our College of Food, Agriculture, and Environmental Science that we're going to have a wonderful new era in terms of ABN. And of course, we're delighted. Dr. Mosier is out here. And I know that he speaks on behalf of the agricultural community of the university that we're absolutely delighted about this partnership. An opportunity for us to enhance the quality of educational experience for our students, an opportunity for our faculty to be able to talk about their work and talk about it expeditiously and directly on scope and on target, and an opportunity for all of us together to be able to celebrate the agricultural community in the state. As you know, let me remind you of this. Ohio is the 26th largest economy in the world. And the largest part of the economy is agriculture. And so we do not want to forget that as we celebrate the great urban centers in this state, that the founding effort that we still have is a state that is very dedicated, very devoted, and very dependent on agriculture. I've just finished, as Andy and Lindsay know, I've just finished touring the 88 counties in this state. I am struck by the passion of the people in the state for our university. I'm struck by the passion of the people for Ohio, and I'm struck by the fact that that through this effort, we're going to be able to tell that story and tell it even more powerfully. So, Andy and Lindsay, thank you very much on behalf of the university for creating this idea. Thank you to my colleagues for making it possible, and thanks to me for being able to announce it. I am delighted. Have a good day, everybody.